So beaming in now on the line, I'm really pleased to welcome Junior Cunningham, who's going to talk to us about a new campaign that he's launched here from Birmingham. Junior, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. It's good to get you on. And let's start by, I suppose, putting the campaign out there, what we're talking about. We're talking about something called the Stand Together campaign, which I think you launched towards the end of March. And it was linked to, but not exclusively about, International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. So paint that picture for us.
Basically, the campaign came about off the back of the death of George Floyd. I took that quite hard, as did many people all over the globe. And yeah, for a few weeks, maybe even a month or so, I got really down and disillusioned with the world I was living in. I think the last year, and probably the last couple of years, there was just lots of things in the media and going on that kept knocking me and kept worrying me. I've got a little girl and a little boy, and the world obviously changes once you become a parent, because you start looking at it and start thinking about how you can protect them. I just felt as if I had to start speaking out about injustices and do something to both heal myself and just use my voice. And it took me a while, because I didn't want to be an angry person who really was fighting. What I wanted to do is do something that was more true to me. My entire life, I feel I've been really lucky to be quite an inclusive person. I've grown up in an inclusive household. You know, my mom taught us not to judge people too harshly or too quickly. And that, you know, people were essentially people, and there was good and bad and somewhere in the middle of everybody. And so, yeah, so I kind of wanted to use my own views of an inclusive world to get my message across. Hence, the Stand Together campaign is all about just doing that. It's all about people trying to come together to keep their head up and to, you know, express themselves in a non-violent, non-verbal, non-confrontational way, but just do that. Just stand up and stand together and be counted, basically, against this crazy world that seems to want to hold people down and knock people back because of their age, because of their sexuality, because of their skin color, because of their gender, because of the new gender fluidity, any of these things. I just feel togetherness is the key, and try and have some understanding and some respect for other people's views and backgrounds, cultures, beliefs. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with just a little bit of solidarity and staying together.
So there's obviously a large part of this, which is, I think, about, I guess, personal reflection and you thinking about your place in the world in terms of the things that you want to see in the world and the kind of change that you want to affect. And I think what's impressive about this is you've kind of led it into a very creative response. You said that, you know, it's a peaceful, a non-violent process, you know, a protest rather. It's a campaign that is quite a positive campaign. And the creative element comes from your background, really, as a dancer. You're a performer, but also a choreographer. It comes from that. It links to that.
Yeah, of course. It's one of those things where you draw upon your own life experiences. And I mean, the whole campaign itself has come as a little bit of a shock to me, because the film was created through trying to find my voice. And then the campaign came through a really good bunch of friends, colleagues, just a massive support network who were all talking to me and guiding me and helping me and sometimes pushing me into doing something more and to try and use my voice even more. So the film was made. I finished the film way before Christmas, but then sat on it really, partly because I felt that it was for me and I had done what I needed to do. I'd got the support and the amount of people who got involved in it was just, you know, it was just mind blowing to me. It did exactly what I needed it to do for myself. And that was to be shown that this world isn't full of hatred. It's actually full of people who want to rally and support and gather around anyone for any reason when they're down, which was fantastic. And so then the campaign grew out of conversations with my peers, really, with people around me. The vision came, just through that constant discussion and through my thoughts and other people's thoughts of the hope that it could be something else. It could reach more people and it could get more people involved than it just doing the sort of quick healing fix for myself.
So you kind of put out, I guess, a call out, if you like, you know, to your friends, your perhaps closest friends and your family in terms of wanting them to sort of, I suppose, share in your response to a tragedy, an incident, and, you know, and help learn from that. And from there, I think you've touched on this, you were kind of inundated with material, weren't you? I think initially, as you said, it was quite, I suppose, a very personal project and you'd made the film, you know, and perhaps hadn't sort of thought about how far that film might go. But you were kind of, again, you were overwhelmed by things, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A friend of mine I saw the other day came around and was like, "You didn't use me in your film." And I just, in the end, it was a case of trying to pick and choose. You know, I missed some of the messages. I missed some of the films coming in because luckily I had so many. A cousin of mine, I've only just found the fact that he replied and sent me his message instantly, months and months and months ago. But because I was sifting through so many, I just missed it. And that in and of itself was brilliant because that support was there. And I guess that's why I wanted to do something for the people who I had missed. And I wanted to use their gifts to me in some way, which I'm still sort of releasing little by little, both to try and encourage other people that it's going out to join in. But also, as I say, you know, it's my way of a thank you to anybody who got involved in the first place. And I just hope it has a snowball effect. I hope it keeps going.
I think it does. It's certainly challenging in terms of it makes people think about their place in these things. And it does help, I think, to generate that dialogue. Just for folks that haven't seen it yet, and we'll give some links towards the end, but just for folks that haven't seen it, we'll try and describe the style of the video, because I think it had an instant effect on me in the sense that I started to think about, you know, how it looked. It was quite arresting in terms of, you know, it was very, you know, it's a monochrome video, but there's more to it than that. It's almost like it's kind of being tuned in, and I don't know what the effect's called, but it's almost like a sort of a glitch, you know. It's that sort of effect that you get when two things perhaps collide or are interwoven, you know, or abrasive. So talk a little bit about the style and how your approach to the making the video.
So the first thing that I kind of decided on as I started to edit, I wanted to remove the color aspect from the film because it came from a starting point of race, but I didn't want it to just be about that. And also, just by making something black and white doesn't eliminate identifiable race with people. But I kind of wanted to strip some of that back and just have almost the purity of the people stood there. And then the glitch, I guess, came from, I was having a bit of a tough time with social media itself. And there I was making something ultimately that I knew one day would probably go out on social media. You know, there's this whole thing of being in front of a screen, and the glitchy element came there was partly an artistic choice because I wanted an effect, and I wanted something that made the whole thing interesting. But as I say, I was having this this tough relationship with social media because it was informing me of everything that was going on, but also I felt it was I felt like it had started to cross over. And there's a couple of documentaries about social media at the time, and I felt like I was being pulled into the real dark side of different movements. And, you know, Black Lives Matter, I think, is absolutely fantastic and has been a necessary and wonderful movement. But what social media can do is it can start to take things of purity and start to lead you down roots of hatred and absolute lack of tolerance of other people's views and stuff. And I felt that for myself. And, you know, I live in a multicultural house. So my partner's white, I'm black, we have mixed race kids. And I didn't want to start to feel any kind of separation between us due to the color of our skin, because that's exactly what I was fighting against. The glitchy sort of thing, I think, started from there. And also, as I say, you know, it's not all philosophical. I like the way it looked, and I felt it brought another dimension to the film as well.
So people who want to find out more about the Stand Together campaign can look on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. And also, I think some of the videos or some of the future video you can share just with the hashtag Stand Together campaign. Is that right? Is that the best way for people perhaps to find out more, yeah, and to engage?
Absolutely. Hashtag Stand Together campaign is the way forward, really. It's asking people for their time, but hopefully it's just a short amount of time. You know, it's most people's clips are about 8 to 15 seconds long. And just, yeah, sharing it on Facebook and Insta, Twitter, using that hashtag, I will get to see it and I'll get to be able to collate it and put it with other things. I just hope it is something that gets people thinking, really. That's my sort of, yeah, that's my initial goal, really, is just to get people thinking, get people joining in. And yeah, just having that sense of community.
There's a brilliant description of the campaign in some of the write-up to this, which is positivity and the promise of potential. And I think that's a really powerful note for people to start thinking about. So we'll follow up some of the links that we've mentioned. But for now, Junior, thanks so much for coming on, and thanks for talking to me.
No, thank you so much for having me and for helping spread the word. It's been fantastic. Thank you very much.